It's a funny, funny thing when we begin a journey of awakening, we kind of start, you know, from a perspective that, well, hey, if I learn this, if I do this, if I show up, if I go to the, you know, the energy work, the healers, the forgiveness work, all that, then my life will look like this. Nope. You know, maybe they say that in mass marketing, but no, it's not true. You know, this is what it looks like. There's no end game ever. And so, you know, whether you're healing memories of just this lifetime or whether we're all here to heal the emotional body for everybody, it's a tall order.
Could I just be accepting it more rapidly now than I have in the past?
Well, if you're accepting it, yes, but that doesn't mean that. What I find is your negative response to things, that will change. But does it mean you're ever going to run out of memories that didn't feel good? Yeah, no, I don't know about that. And so really ask yourself, what kind of picture do you have about feeling good about yourself? What does it really have to look like? Is there really a finish line that you're holding or goal or a way it has to look for you to feel like you're doing a good job? And so that, when you say, well, I'm surprised these memories can come up, I thought that was gone. You know, listen to the frequency of that. There's the old human paradigm and program that, what's not right about this? What if it's really right? What if this is really, truly what it looks like for the masses to start awakening? Why would it be faster than this? It's never been done at this level before. But what I do know of vibrational law, if you shift into that, like, wow, what if this is really what it looks like? You're going to release so much resistance, you're going to have a different experience just in that. But until you ask yourself, what am I perceiving it has to look like or feel like all the time? And when you see that that's unrealistic, or ask yourself, where did I really get that picture? Because if you go and study anybody you admire, their life has been filled with challenges. They didn't reach some magic age or some magic meditation or some magic healer where all challenge left their life. Because wherever you evolve to, you're just going to want to play a bigger game. And I've never met anybody who doesn't have a repeating either physical or emotional pattern. Ever. And I know some really cool evolved people who've been playing in metaphysical world a long time. So what if that's the way it's supposed to be? What if you could embrace that? Can you see how that would be a different frequency right there? Wow, I get to see if I'm good at this. And sometimes I amaze myself and delight myself. And other times, oh yeah, a lot more to do on that end. Can you see how that would feel a lot better? So I would think that the more open you are to it, you're going to pull up earlier and earlier memories. And when you're able to clear those, you're going to pull up pre-verbal memories, which you're not even going to know what the heck those are.
And this was something recent, or has been something recent.
And so if you were to accept, wow, this is the human experience, there's negative emotion that's constantly running through the experience. There's always judgment to be released. There's always forgiveness that can be expanded. If you were to just accept that, do you see how much more energy you would have? It's something about accepting the human experience rather than resisting it is going to give you a big leap right there in having a good return. All right? So let me give it to you a different way. Have you ever heard kids, or maybe grown-ups even, say, it's not fair? Everybody's heard that? I used to look, I did child care, so I had a lot of kids. I did school age. And they would say that. I'm like, oh, honey, whoever told you it was going to be fair? Where did you get that perception? You know, we try to even things out in sports or in games. You try to even it out, but really, there's nothing on this planet that's fair. But if you have a lot of energy invested in it needs to look fair, it needs to feel fair, it needs to sound fair, it needs to divvy up fair, man, that's a painful ride. But isn't it funny? I think kids come in with that perception. And I mean, maybe we teach it to them. That's not fair if we don't share or something. I don't know. But I think it's kind of built into the human dynamic. So things like that, really question yourself. What am I believing about this if it looks this way? And why am I believing that? All right, so you want to know the other thing I'm manifesting? You know when things take time to manifest in your physical reality? There is a big orchestration because we do live with a lot of other people. But actually, the biggest thing that's going on is you have to change enough to fit your new reality. And how do you know how long that's going to take? According to what? And who? Interesting, isn't it?